Kim Jong-un, chairwoman of South Korea's Hyundai Asan Corporation, crossed back into South Korea Monday after a week-long visit to the North Korean capital and a long-delayed face-to-face meeting with the North's leader, Kim Jong-il. She says she met with Kim Jong-il for lunch for 4 hours on Sunday in what she describes as a pleasant atmosphere. Hours before Hyun's return to the South, her company issued a news release saying Kim Jong-il had authorized the renewal of a number of North-South joint ventures. The North says it is ready to loosen border crossing restrictions to a special North-South joint factory zone in Kaesong and to resume operations of a tourism resort at the North's Mount Kumgang. South Korea suspended the latter last year after North Korean soldiers shot to death a South Korean housewife visiting the resort, then refused to cooperate in an investigation. Hyun says Kim Jong-il told her that such an accident would not happen again at Kumgang. Hyun went to North Korea last Monday and extended her stay 5 times before attending Sunday's meeting with the North Korean leader. The trip produced initial progress last Thursday when the North released Hyundai Asan executive Yoo Sung-jin after more than 4 months of custody. Her visit has drawn comparisons to the previous week's diplomatic trip by former U.S. President Bill Clinton, who swept into Pyongyang, met with Kim Jong-il, and departed with 2 detained U.S. journalists the following morning. North Korea scholars say both visits, though unofficial in nature, provide a possible cue for improved relations between the North and the South, and between North Korea and the United States. South Korea is cautiously welcoming Hyun's efforts, but says more needs to happen to translate the agreements she made into reality.
그러나 이번 합의는
South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Chun Hae-sung says these agreements were made on the level of the private sector and that the two sides will need working-level government talks as soon as possible to formalize them. As for the Mount Kumgang Resort, Chun says South Korea will need more from North Korea than promises. He says for the safety of all South Koreans visiting the resort, South Korea will need to learn the truth of last year's shooting before tourism operations can resume. He says formal measures preventing future incidents will also need to be put in place. South Korea says it wants to act quickly on one Kumgang-related aspect of this week's agreement. The North has agreed to resume reunions there between family members separated by the 1950s war between the Koreas. Pyongyang has offered to resume those in time for a Korean holiday in early October. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.